Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, Siyata Dishmaya. We've been learning Maimer of the Heilige Mori Naim, Parsha Shmos, Dibra Mascha Batiftach Batirehu. And this is the third shiur. Says Rabbeinu, based on the Yesodos that we've been learning before, about how tzaddikim are above time, al kain kshepilo oselayor batlag zera. When, as we saw in the Gemara in Soita, when Moshe Rabbeinu was thrown into the river, the zera of kol abena yelo deor tashlichu was misbatel. Then the astrologers of Pyro didn't see this simon. They didn't see the simon of the son being of the boy of the leader of the Jewish people being afflicted with water. Because all they saw at the beginning was this. And therefore, after it was fulfilled, what they saw, they no longer saw. So what does this mean? The whole purpose of the Gzeirah of Kol HaBene Yilo De'er Tashlichu is because they saw a simon that the Savior of the Jewish people is going to be smitten with water. And Be'emes, this Gzeirah had two parts. It had the part of Chomer, that Moshe Rabbeinu, in fact, was afflicted with water when they threw him into the water. And then there's the Chelek HaTzura. That's the Chelek HaChomer that we discussed in the previous year. And there's the Chelek HaTzura that Moshe Rabbeinu was going to be afflicted because of the water, because of the Mei Meriva. That's the spiritual reason. That's the Tzura. Since the Umas Olam aren't Masik the Chelek Hatsura, therefore the Simon only showed them the Chomer of the Gzeira. And after the Chomer of the Gzeira was Miskayim, the Moshe Rabbeinu was afflicted with water, they didn't see the Simon anymore because the Chomer was already Miskayim, and that's all they can see. They only see the Chomer part, the physical part. And Mimela, the Gzeira of Kol HaBene Yilo De'er Tashlichu, they were Mevatel that Gzeira because they saw that it's already been fulfilled. Zeo Shamar, that's what it says in the Gemara, V'hainu Damar V'chamar V'chanina, Heime Mei Meriva Asher Ravu. Ravu Lashon Ribui, Kamo Kein Yirbe, Sha'ayde Shirot Stagnini Paru V'tohu. Ravu B'nei Yisrael, Kamo Shezen Nofel V'ein Acher Nofel, Shebitlu HaGzera, Ha'ayde Shalaro B'chinas L'mala Shalamala Min Azman. That's what it says. That these are the Mei Meriva Asher Ravu. Ravu is a Lashon of Ribui, like the Pasuk says, Kain Yirbu. In other words, since it's Tagnine Pyro, saw and made a mistake, through their mistake that the Gzeira was already fulfilled, because of this, they were Mevatel the Gzeira of Kol HaBene Yilo De'er Tashlichu. For Ravu B'nei Yisrael, they didn't throw them into the water anymore. Like they darshan in the Gemara, Miyal de Ivrim ze nofel vein acher nofel. That this is going to fall, in other words, Moshe and the Or and nobody else. Shebitlo akzera ide shelo rol b'chinas shehu lamalam in azman. They didn't see the tzura. They didn't see the spiritual part. They didn't see what's above time. And therefore, they threw Moshe into the water. And then they said, that's it. We're finished. We're already Mekayim L'Gzeira. So that's what it says in the Gemara. That they saw and they didn't know what they were saying. They spoke and they didn't know what they were speaking. In other words, they saw that the Savior of the Jewish people is going to be like Ibn Mayim. So they were geyser, kol HaBene Yilo De'er Tashlichu. When they threw Moshe into the water, they didn't see the siman anymore because they were makayim l'gzeira and gashmias. So they were muvato l'gzeira. And they didn't realize, they didn't see the tzura that he's going to be loka because of the memoriva. That's about Rabbi Chanan Baruch Hanina says, Maidachsi v'heima memoriva asher ravu, heima shiro tzline paro v'to. This is what it's tagnine paro saw. In other words, really they saw memoriva. But they didn't realize. And therefore they made a mistake and figured that when he went into the Yor, that it's finished, the Xer was finished. That's the Bahainu. Mir Mavata Lixera. Kanoda Shabakhira Hibakina Shalamailam Ismanius. It's known that free choice is above time. What does that mean? Based on what we said earlier, what appear what this means is that Zman is Hechreach. Zman is what must be. And so too, physical world is the laws of nature. They're laws, they have to be. But Bechira has no Hechreach. Bechira has nothing forcing it. And therefore it's above Zmanius. It's above time. Shehu Nikra Adam. Somebody who has Bechira is called an Adam because he can transcend the laws. It's not cause and effect anymore. Because he's choosing on his own. It's not based on concrete laws. Shehu Nikra Bechinas Adam. So Bepashtus, this is referring to the Pasuk, in Bereshis, Heina Adam, Hayek Echad, Memenu Ladas, Tovara. The Rambam says this is talking about Bechira. So somebody who has Bechira is called Adam. Kimosha Atem Kuriyam Adam. Ratzalaymer Bechinas Bechira. You are your Adam. Hein Hayek Adam, Hein Ka Adam, Hayek Echad, Memenu Ladas, Tovara. You're using your choice. That's what it says by Shavua. Ha'adam b'Shavua. Prat lo'anus. Maran Shavuos. That if you're not taking the Shavua with Ratzin, it's not considered a Shavua. But he says Ha'adam. Ha'adam has to be Adam. Adam is a boicher. If he's not being boicher, he's not an Adam. Adam is a boicher. Atem kuryim Adam. So only we have Bechira. Ratzalam b'chinas Bechira. Ve'enim v'salam kuryim Adam. Kolay kamar. Getzamim b'chinas Bechira klal. Since they're not above nature, they don't have Bechira. They're bound by the Chomer. Ki etzlam ein Bechinas Bechira klal, kama shkatsim lev heima azri l'ra. Rak Bechinas Ezer. In other words, Ra is sholet. Yov David Azara are overcome by Ra. Ki etzlam Bechinas Bechira, kama shkatsim lev heima azri l'ra. Rak Bechinas Ezer. Ve'avein. So they're misayel or ra because they don't really have the choice. If they don't have a choice, how are they punished? It's a good question. And that's what it says Vayter in the Gemara. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu told the Jewish people. Sheish meos elef ragli. B'shvili nitzaltem kulchem. Since the mitzvah were masig only the chelek hachomer of the gzeira, the physical part, that's what they understood. And they saw that the physical part had already been fulfilled. Therefore, they were mevatel gzeira of kol ben hayiloi da yoyret hashlichu, and that's what it means in the Gemara when it says afterwards vahainu dekamer Moshe Yisrael. That's what Moshe Rabbeinu said to the Jewish people: sheish meos elef ragli v'shvili nitzaltem kolchem shezeh. That the Moshe Rabbeinu told the Jewish people that because they threw me into the Or, you were all saved, because the mitzvah thought the gzeira was already fulfilled. Ishlo Shaykhus Alam Rala Bigamara. This says Shaykhus to what it says earlier in the Gemara. In other words, in the Gemara there are two Vahainus. First the Gemara says, Vahainu Dam Rabchan Rachanina. What does it mean? Hema Memoriva Sher Ravu. Hema Short Stagnini Paro Vato. They Stagnini Paro saw the Memoriva and they made a mistake. They didn't realize that Moshe Rabbeinu was going to be Loka and Memoriva, not being thrown into the Yor. So they made a mistake because they're only Masig the Chomer. Vahainu and Nachamo, they're only Masig the Chomer, Sheish Meos Elef Ragli. B'Shvili Nitzaltem Kolchem. Because of me, you were saved. What do you mean, because of me, you were saved? Because they threw me into the water and they thought that the Gzera was already Miskayim, you were saved. Because again, they were only Masig the Chomer, and therefore they thought the Gzera was already Miskayimis. V'noyde ki yesh b'chinas nar and ikra sara oilam, k'ma shkasa v'gemorah. Pasuk zeh sara oilam amru. Nara Yisi, shebechinas eved. So since we see the difference between Yisrael u'misa'olam, that Yisrael is bechinas ben, the masig even the tzura, and u'misa'olam is bechinas eved, we can understand the machlokes and the gemore between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemia about how to explain v'hinar boicha. Because right, we saw in the Gemara, what does it mean v'hinei nar boicha? So we saw one pshat is that he's a yelad v'koylei kinar. It's Rabbi Yehuda. He's a child and it sounds like a nar. And then Rabbi Nechemia says, what are you talking about? He didn't say that. That's what I'm saying. It's maybe not a nice thing to say, so I take it back. So he says, if so, you made Moshe Rabbeinu a baal mum. But rather, his mother made him a chuppas ne'urim b'teva. And she said, maybe I'm not going to be zeichet his chuppah. And she made him a chuppas ne'urim. Noidiki yesh b'chinas nar enikra sara oilam. So she made him a chuppah, that's why it's called an Arab. So there's a b'chin of nar, says Rabbeinu, that's called sara olam, who is matat. That malach, ein toisis b'chulen, daf samach amar alef, divra maschu pasuk zeh. Kama shekosi b'gemara, pasuk zeh, sara oilam amra. Like it says in the Gemara, in Yevamos 16b, this pasuk was said by the sara oilam. Nara yisi, shehi b'chinas eved. That his b'china is that he's an eved. Like Rabbeinu, like the Shlah writes, v'nehu matat nikra eved k'mivur b'zor b'paradis k'b'chinas banam atem l'shem l'keichem mitzad atzilus hu ben v'bri hu sold am ivriya v'matatronu sold eved ivri nimsa matatronu eved zakein b'ayis moshel b'chol asher v'mayla b'ratzen b'ar yisbarach. So if you understand that, then you understand a lot, but I don't, so we're going to move on. But that's the Shlah explains this pikabola. So that's what it means. So this Sara Oilam is Bechinas Eved. Zer Shama, and that's what it says in the Pasuk, Vinei Nar Boicha B'Koylo Kenar. And what this means is that there's a Machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Nechemia. Immediately when Moshe Rabbeinu was born, he was Bechinas Ben, or originally he was like an Eved, and then afterwards he became like a Ben. Rabbi Yehuda holds Moshe Rabbeinu when he was born was still on a, was not yet on the Madrega, called Ben. Not everybody's zocher this madrega. In other words, b'chinas achdos, like we saw in the previous share, being one with Hashem. Raku b'chinas nar shumatat, and ikrasar olam, so he's only nar, which in Kabbalah is this angel called matat. It was called sar olam. So that's what Rabbi Yehuda means when he says that he was a yelid v'kol kenar, because he was only, he wasn't on the level of a ben yet. And Rabbi Chemi answers, no, then he made Moshe Rabbeinu a baal mum. Mum is a chisara. So according to what you're saying, that in his youth he wasn't yet on the madrega of a son, it emerges that when he was born, he lacked what he achieved afterwards. Because begadluso, after the cheda egel, Moshe Rabbeinu said, "V'niflinu ani v'amcha." Now, this bakasha of separating me and your nation was when Hashem, Moshe asked from Hashem, "V'yamar Moshe al Hashem re'eh ata omer elai halas amazeh, v'ata lo da'atanu ez asher tishlachim ami v'ata amarti da'aticha b'shem, v'gam matzasichein b'einai, v'ata imno matzasichein b'einecho, odeni nas drachecha." Rashi explains, when he says, "V'ata amarti da'aticha b'shem," what Hashem said to him, Hine anochi shalech malach lefanecha. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want the malach. Shehu b'chines matat nishenikra nar. Because that's only a matat, that's called nar, that's the lower level. Shehu b'chines tachas kanfei ha-shechina. That's under the wings of the Shechina, which is b'chines eved, which is the madrig of Gerim that we saw in the previous year. And Moshe Rabbeinu wanted the Jews to be masik b'chines ben. And therefore he says, v'niflinu ani v'amcha. In a different way than Musa Olam. Moshe Rabbeinu was answered, "V'neflinu ani v'amcha." They shouldn't be b'chinas in Musa Olam that are b'chinas eved. Rather, they should be b'chinas ben. That's what he said. L'dvarecha, that based like Dasa, Moshe Rabbeinu was a baal mum. He had a chisaron. He He didn't have this bechina that he got afterwards. That afterwards he became bechinas ben and not Eved. And therefore, Ibn Chemya says, Ella, she'asis Elohim achupas ne'urim. His mother made for him achupas ne'urim. And the explanation is, ki ocheved ha'is ne'viyah. Ocheved was a prophetess. And she saw that Moshe Rabbeinu would be makabel Torah. So first of all, through Nevius, she knew that Moshe Rabbeinu would be makabel Torah, and also she saw Kitovu, and the Gemara says she nesmala by skula oira. Moshkosa b'tera saw Kitovu. Moshe Rasa shibuchinas tov. She saw he was good. Tov is the Oraganus like we saw earlier. V'anu shirasa ima Oraganus ki ba'alda zochel is emitzad buchinas neshmas v'agavah meod. He was already zochel to this great light to the Oraganus when he was born. And when she saw the Oraganus, she saw Bechinas Hayiyah, the Asid, Asher Yecholim Lahabit, the Oraganus. They can only look at the future through the Oraganus. When Moshe Rabbeinu was born, she was also Zocha to the Bechinas Oraganus. The whole house was filled with light, was filled with this good, was filled with the Oraganus, with this hidden light. And Ramela, she saw the future. Rasa she Kabel Torah, she saw Kabel Torah. Because that's like a chuppas nurim. What's chuppas nurim? Because etzem kabbalah satorah was like marriage. Moshkosav erastichli. V'darshu altikri ma'orasha ala ma'orasa. V'achuppa v'soyit shekof alayim harkigigis. So this ma'orasha kilos yankiv, this Torah is ma'orasa. The word betrothed HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the b'chin of chuppa is alluded to when Chazal told us that kof olem har kegigis perush rasa al yedei oraganos sheba beis leidasa. She saw the inyan yechevet, saw the inyan of kabbalah satorah when Moshe Rabbeinu was born. Va'amar shem lo eska liros. She said, maybe I'm not going to be zochet to see that he's going to be makabel Torah and give it to the Jewish people. That's what it means when it says in the Gemara, I'm not going to be see his chuppah. I'm not going to see matan Torah. And therefore, she made for him a chuppas neurim. What does that mean? She siga achshav. She understood now. It's going to be with the light. It's going to be in the future. Kabbalah Satorah, Bechinas Chuppah. Because of this light that came with him. This Oraganus. Once you have the Oraganus, the future and the present are the same. So she was already Masig. That's what it means, Astelo Chuppas Neurim. She was already Masig that Moshe Rabbeinu was going to be Makabal the Torah. Because this Oraganus came with him. Ach, Basia bas Parash, Aisa Madrega's Geriat Sedek. Basia, who was on the Madrega of Geriat Sedek. Like the Gemara says that she was Misgayer. Shem Bechinas Tachas Kanfesh, and they're under the Kanfesh Shechina. And they can't be Masik, the Bechin of the Tzura, the Kachlo Rasa. Therefore, she didn't see this bechina of Yocheved. Kim bechina zu, kam shirasim oshchina. In other words, she only saw bechina sashchina. Shehi madrega sheichol lahasik, v'lo siga bechina sagdula. Al kanfe ashchina. In other words, but Yocheved didn't see the madrega of Matan Torah. She didn't see the future. What did she see? She saw now, she saw the present. She saw the Bechina of the Shechina. Because that's her Madrega. That's all she could see. Rasimo Shechina. She saw with Moshe Rabbeinu the Shechina. Not the Tov, not the Oraganus. Avgam asaga zos. Nachmat shvizmano hela mochem gedolim. Vahayu konem olam v'shachas. Midoshen v'alkayim v'mochas aloy shah. Else he didn't. Hashem didn't turn to the mincha of Kayin. That's means yesh kanala b'sha achas, like it says in the Sefer Mayan Achochma, that b'pina ashu poinel atzes atzmal Hashem yizbarach b'tshuvu masig olamo. That sometimes you could be kind of a shav, you turn. One turning. So if you have a tshuk amitis, you could be zochet to the Shechina. And therefore, Bisyabas Paro, when she saw that at that time, when she was miskayeres, she had a tremendous tshuka. Zoch de liroiz tekef bizgayrat mokam asherah shela. She was zeicha to see to her root, Shiras Ima Shechina, which is the Sharosh of the Gerei Tzedek, not above the Shechina, but under the Shechina. V'lo yoyser ki mefshir, ki zei yefshir ki imal Yisrael kamor. V'shem yizdegz, only the Jews can see above the Shechina. V'shem yizbarach yizakenu liras v'mor teirasa, v'mor yachzir al-muta, v'tzalam or sheba, agonusha. What does it mean, or sheba, machzir al-muta, that the Gemara says? The light within it, the oraganus, and then there's no masach hamavdil al meinetzach sela. So just the chazer, what we saw in this maimer, gevaldike inyanim, that it says in the orb shebesheshis bereshis, the light of the 6 days of creation, a person can look from one end of the world to the other. And when Hashem saw the world wasn't kedai, He put it away for the tzaddikim lasid lavo, and that's the or ganush and ignas b'torah, because the Torah that we have is only hiding the hidden light, and there are people who are masing the hidden light, and there's zoch even in this world leras misayfa alamat sayfa, because the light of Hashem is like a sun, ki shem shemagin Hashem alaykim, and just like you can't look directly at the sun without a shield, so too HaKadosh Baruch Hu is goynez the Torah, you can't look at it directly. Like the sun, unless you toil, and then you're on that madrega that you could see the sun, you could see the purity of the Torah, the oraganus. Your sin separate you, that the people who sin they can't see the oraganus. Torah is going to go out of its levushim, and everybody's going to be zochet the oraganus. Person could be zochet the bechinas lasid lavo. The tzaddik has to be mitaken his bechinas Mashiach, and therefore Avraham Avinu, after the Mila, Kadosh Baruch Hu was Motzi Chamim in Atika. He was called Tamim, so he was able to see directly, he was able to see the sun directly, so he was able to see the Oraganus. Somebody who's Masik, the Oraganus is a band, which is complete actus with Hashem, and therefore only the Jewish people can see it. Gerim can't, that's Bechinas Evet, Bechinas Tachas Kanfei Hashchina, and therefore it's Mavor Bekisve Ariza, when you say Eskaras Neshamas, don't say Tachas Kanfei Hashchina. We also learned that everything has a Choymer and a Tzura, Chachmim Yimus Olam, can only be Masik the Choymer, but the Tzura they can't be Masik, because that's Tali B'Bechira, and only somebody who's a Malam in his mind can be Masig. Dinyan B'Bechira is Miuchad L'Yisrael, and therefore the Jewish people are called Adam V'lo Musa Olam. We find that sometimes those on a lower level have Moichin Gedoilim, and they're Koina Olam B'Sha'achas, in other words B'Pina Achas, they turn to Hashem with Tshuka, they're Koina Olam, that's who saw by B'Sibas Paro, and therefore she was Zeichet to see the Shechina with Moshe Rabbeinu. Sagas or Arganas, David HaMelech said, Baruch Hinafshi is Hashem, Beretzoni Levarich is Hashem, but what can I do? Hashem Elokai Gadalta Me'od. It's very hard to be Masik you. And therefore, Hoyt V'Hoder Levashta, your Malbish, your Or, in the Torah, Hotchal HaShemayim, in order that we could be Masik you. Also the Pasuk, V'Leikonif Vod Merecha, there's going to be no more Levush on your light, Konif is Milash and Levush. V'Einecha Roz Merecha, we're going to see HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kibyecho B'li Levushim in the future, without clothing, without coverings. Also, it says, "Lasu Lava Kadosh Baruch Hu Yomar Kadosh Baruch Hu Masala Mitzvah Kali Yeshli B'Sukkah Shema U'Motzi Chamin Artiko Masala Mivatim." So, in the end of days, Hashem says, "I have an easy mitzvah called Sukkah. He's going to take the sun out of its sheath, and the Masala are going to kick because the Chama is the Or Aganus, the Nartik is the Lavush. Hashem is going to take the Or out of the Lavush, and only Israel is going to be Masik. The new Masala are not going to be able to be Masik. Kodesh Yisrael Hashem Reishis Tuwaso." Because only Am Yisrael are going to be b'chinas zochet b'chinas l'Hashem reishis. Since we're kodesh l'Hashem, we're zochet to the reishis, the organas. And that's Pshat and the Ger that came to Hillel, and then he called Torah Kula Regel Achas, because I want to be Mizgair and to be Zochet to the Majrega, to the Regel of complete Achdus with Hashem. I want to be Bechinas Ben. That's the Regel Achdus, Regel Achas. The Regel is the Majrega. And Achas is Achdus. And he wants to be Zochet to Achdus with Hashem. That was what the Ger wanted. And what was the answer? It can't be. Madalach Sani Lechabrich Lo Savi. That's hateful unto you, don't do to your friend. Since someone who's not your son, you don't want to maybe him to become be called your son. Don't do that to Hashem. You're not on that level of son. Atiftach vatirei was a yelid. Bisya saw, opened up and saw the child. She saw the Shechina with him. How did Bisya see the Shechina? So she didn't see the future, the giving of the Torah. But because of that Shah Achas, because she turned, she had a tshuka, she was zochet to see the Shechina Shechina, which is the Bechina of Gerei Tzedek, the Bechina of Tachas Kanfei Shechina. V'nei nar boicha, who yelled v'koyle kinar, Dibir Rabbi Yehuda. He was nar, Bechina's matat, eved v'lo ben, and only afterwards he was zochet a ben. Chemis is another, makes him into a Baal Mum. Rather, his mother made him a Chuppas Nurman, although she was ready, Masig the Asid of the Chuppah of Mount Torah. So, we saw in Yanim Niflaim and Amir Tashem, we have been enjoying so much our series of learning through the Shtiklach of the Heilig Heilig Amorin Ayim. We hope that we Zaycha to continue the next year. And we will see more and more Nefilos Gedolos and Teres Hashem Yisbarach. Thank you so, so much for listening. Shalom, shalom. Sweetest and most beloved friends.